What if kittens break the Glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today is our monthly Patreon story. Now, what that means is everyone still gets to listen, of course, but we're just answering questions from our patrons. All right, our first patron question may perhaps be the youngest listener to ever have her question turned into a story. Her name is Raina. What's your name?
My name is Raina. I'm 2 and I'm almost 3.
What do you like?
I like dinosaurs and what else? This mama's wrestle a dinosaur and give he butterfly kisses.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow, Raina, thank you for such a nice question and for working really hard with Mom to get it right. Then we have one more question from Harper.
My name is Harper and I like blueberry muffins, and what if houses were made of blueberry muffins? Thanks. Bye.
Blueberry muffins are so delicious. I think they're going to be hard for some dinosaurs to resist.
Hold on there, Mr. Eric.
Fred, are you here to thank Renzo and Carlitos, two of our newest patrons?
You better believe it. Renzo, your name is very hard to say for a dog with an extra long tongue. But Mr. Eric and I really love all the nice messages you wrote about us.
That's true, Renzo. Thank you.
And Carlitos, I'm going to reach through the speaker with my tongue right now for a high five.
Oh, Fred, I'm not sure that's possible or sanitary.
Wow.
Okay. Carlitos, if you're listening, just please throw out a quick high five so he can get his tongue out of my microphone. Okay.
Okay, bye, Renzo and Carlitos. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And now it's time for us to find out, what if mamas lasso a dinosaur and give him butterfly kisses? And houses were made of blueberry muffins. If you've listened to this show for a long time, you might know that Mama Jamma, Papa Lou, Zach, and ZZ had a long and tough search for a place to live. They jumped from apartment to apartment, house to house. It was new problems almost every week. But what you don't know is the story of their very first house.
Yeah, it's in a fine neighborhood. Lots of blueberry muffin houses on the block.
This is also a blueberry muffin house. Is that gonna be a problem?
Papa Lou was negotiating with Petey the Pirate while giving a piggyback to his young daughter, Zizi. They were standing on a cobblestone walkway leading up to a bright, cheery blueberry muffin house. Mama Jamma rubbed at her belly. Zach hadn't even been born yet.
Oh, I don't know about living in a blueberry muffin house.
Well, there's some blueberry scone houses down the way.
It's not about the variety of the blueberry baked good so much as, won't we get bugs and whatnot?
No. It's very densely packed blueberry muffin. It would take some kind of giant creature like a dragon or dinosaur to bite into these walls.
Well, you hear that, honey? It's a bug-proof blueberry muffin house. Go figure.
And the best part is, the Rex Express comes right through here.
My goodness, we'll never miss another package again. We'll take it.
Honey.
Blueberry house,
said the young ZZ.
Hold on, what about this Rex Express you were just mentioning?
What about it?
What isn't about it?
Wow, is this guy a salesman or what?
And Papaloo signed the lease to start renting the house.
You won't immediately regret this.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Sorry, what? I didn't hear you. I have my ear patch on.
Pirates don't wear ear patches.
We do when our eyes get itchy. Enjoy your blueberry muffin house. And remember to call Bootiful Abodes Realty, where every home is a treasure.
Figuratively speaking, there's definitely something wrong with this house.
And off zipped Petey the Pirate.
Wow, that Peter the Realtor.
I was thinking the same thing.
He's
terrible. But the pirate had told them the truth. They did not immediately regret their decision. They got moved in and unpacked. The house always smelled delicious. Some of the new moms even came over to welcome them to the neighborhood.
All right, all right, you're all unpacked,
said Sprite All Right. A baby pixicato was flitting around her, no bigger than a firefly.
Oh, thank you. It's been a lot of work, especially with little Zach here on the way.
Oh, wow, yeah, kids are so much work. Lola is just my little sister, but she is such a handful, said Rola Rabbit. And her little baby sister, Lola Rabbit, started bouncing all over the soft blueberry muffin house.
We're just happy you survived your first week here, said Fairlise.
Well, almost. It's only been 6 days.
Oh, no!
That's no good. She doesn't know.
Oh, come on. What don't I know?
Let's just say you better sleep in your basement tonight.
Is there a storm coming?
Yes, it comes every week, right on time.
Don't worry, Mama Jamma. You'll get through this. We all will.
Oh, you've all got me so nervous. Zizi, where are you?
Blueberry Muffin.
No, it's a Bama Jamma. That's my name.
Blueberry Muffin.
Mama?
Boober?
Jamma.
Remuff. And
oh, jeez.
You know, it's getting late, Sprite All Right.
Oh, you two are right. Lola Rabbit, please come down from the stairs. Please come up from the basement. Please come aside from the walls. And Mama Jamma's new friends packed up their kids and headed on out. That night, they slept in their basement as advised. Everything was peaceful until just before the crack of dawn, when a deep rumbling sound shook the entire Blueberry Muffin House.
Well, 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 sounds like Zizi needs a diaper change. I'll do it.
Papaloo, Zizi's right here. You're sleepwalking.
And the next rumble had a big crash behind it.
That's gotta be one big diaper to change,
said Papaloo, still walking toward the nursery, which was up stairs.
Papaloo, no!
An oversized muffin crumb crashed down from their ceiling, nearly crushing Papaloo's foot.
Well, how'd you get down there, Zizi?
Said Papaloo, still in a haze. He thought the muffin crumb was his baby.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Clutching the real Zizi tight, Mama Jamma scurried up the stairs and yanked back on Papaloo by the belt. Just as she saw the looming eye of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. As it ate the last bite of their muffin top roof.
Ah, special delivery,
said the massive T-Rex. And a little toddler T-Rex on his shoulder dropped a package into their living room.
Special delivery,
said a sleepy young Q-Rex. And then off he rode atop his father's back. And when the little flat paper package lightly touched down on their crumbly carpet, Papaloo's eyes finally opened, and he ripped open the package in a flash.
Ah, golly gee! My earplugs finally arrived. You know how light of a sleeper I am.
Oh, I just know it, Papaloo. You can hardly even sleep through our roof getting eaten.
Oh, that's a good one, huh?
And Papaloo finally realized what it happened.
Oh, Rex Express! Now I get it.
Oh, Papaloo, you sure I gotta get it?
But before Papaloo could get it, whatever it was, a lot of things happened all at once. The sun started to rise.
Ding dong.
The doorbell rang. And Zizi woke up.
Ouchie, okay, Papaloo, it's my first day at the Bakeroo factory.
I know, honey, go bake them roofs. Let me know if there's any job openings.
Don't you worry, sweetheart. I already found you a job.
Oh, well, hot diggity. What am I, a secret agent astronaut / professional spaceball player?
Close.
And Mama Jamma shrugged on her white Bakeroo factorer jacket and answered the door.
Oh, and you're sure it's no trouble?
Said Fairlise, handing over a little globe with Pixie Cotto inside.
Wait, what's happening?
Oh no, Papa Lou's all excited about the daycare.
Oh, the what care?
I am so sorry I'm late. Rolla Rabbit bounded up holding little Lola. After the dinos ate our roof, Lola jumped right through the hole.
Oh, well, hang on. What's happening here?
All right. You're springing it on them last minute like we recommended.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more fun that way.
Nandy sent me?
Well, and ZZ,
And Pixie Cotto.
And little Lola.
But Roof.
Oh, I'll get you a temporary one.
And Pixie cast a spell of blueberry compote roof right over the hole at the top of their house.
Oh, that'll be perfect when I get back with a new roof from the Bakeroo factory.
It's gonna stick right on there like glue.
All right. Y'all ready to carpool?
And the three other moms grabbed on to Sprite All Right and she teleported them all away.
Okay, any of you kids ever played clean up the fallen debris?
It took all week for the families to clean up their houses and get their new muffin top roofs installed.
Now see here, Mama Gemma, if those dinosaurs come back this week, I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind.
Oh, Lou, don't talk that way. You'll get yourself eaten.
The only thing that T-Rex is gonna be eating will be my words.
Well, let's just hope he's not hungry.
They better be hungry for words. A lot of trouble of a fool.
Okay, sweetheart, you've had a long week. Let's get some rest.
And they headed back down to the basement, bracing for another attack from the Rex Express. But late that night, Papa Lou woke up. He slipped out of bed, through the door, and up the side of his house, using squishy blueberry handholds to climb his way to the top. And when the dinosaurs came again just before dawn, Papa Lou was ready with his best scowl.
"Now listen here, Rex,"
he said, as the Tyrannosaurus went to take a chunk out of their roof.
"What's the deal with you eating our muffin tops?"
"Well, nobody likes the muffin bottoms."
"Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point."
"Okay, then we're agreed."
Whoa, hold on.
And Papa Lou saw little Q-Rex riding his dad's back.
You gotta take your kid to work too, huh?
"Oh, don't get me started on the economy."
I know what you mean.
"If it weren't for this free breakfast once a week, I don't know what I'd do."
"Well, you know, your free breakfast comes at our expense."
"Shucks, I never thought about it that way."
"Oh, then we're agreed, huh?"
"You got that right, mister."
"Oh, that was so easy. Okay, have a great one there."
"Name's Pops Dino."
"What a coincidence. My name's Papa Lou."
"It's like whoever named us wasn't even trying."
"It sure is."
And Papa Lou climbed right back down that roof and caught a couple more minutes of sleep before.
Blueberry muffin.
"Oh, I'm running late.
And when they came up from their basement, the roof was still on their house.
"Papa Lou, did you have anything to do with this?"
"Oh, I don't know. Yes, it was me entirely."
"Oh, I'm just the luckiest Mama Gemma in the..."
Ding dong.
Hi, Rolla Rabbit. "You see how our roof's still standing?"
"Yes, looks like you were one of the lucky ones."
"Oh, what do you mean?"
And Papa Lou poked his head outside as Rolla handed off little Lola.
"Oh, for crying out. They ate every roof except for ours."
Well, it's a start, okay. "I'm sorry I'm running late."
And Mama Gemma had to take off for work. It still took another week of working and cleaning to get the neighborhood back in shape. But the day before the Rex Express was set to pass through, Papa Lou and Mama Gemma called a neighborhood meeting.
"Okay, so who's got a solution for our dinosaur problem?"
"All right, I think I got one."
"Great, Sprite, all right. Lay it on me."
"We don't mess with the dinosaurs, and then they don't eat us."
"I like that plan."
"Sounds good."
"Aw, phooey."
"Hey, listen, you can't just bend over backwards for every big, hungry dinosaur that eats your roof."
"She's right."
"Yeah, we're not that flexible."
"We should learn how to bend over backwards."
"Okay, we're kind of getting on the wrong track here."
"I know a yoga instructor."
"I know a spell to make any pants stretchy."
"But what we're really gonna do is stick those dinos on a catapult and launch them into the ocean."
"That seems fair."
"All right.
If it will keep us safe."
Oh, I don't want to resort to violence.
All right, well, we'll wrap up in a couple of muffin mattresses first, then.
Oh, that's very well. That's much safer.
That sounds like a fun ride.
Everyone in the neighborhood grabbed their longest lengths of rope and Fairleys cast them together end to end. Then all the old muffin mattresses were dragged on top of the biggest catapult in town.
I got, where's the catapult?
All right, I just realized we don't have a catapult.
Oh, great, then we'll go with my plan.
Ordering a catapult for Rex Express delivery overnight.
Of course.
So they ordered the biggest catapult online. Then they sat in wait. All the moms hiding and holding their giant lasso while everyone else hid in their basements for safety.
Ooh. Ooh.
A long line of dinosaurs was dragging a catapult that was bigger than all of them put together. You could see moonlight and starlight glistening off these sweaty dinos. Even little Q-Rex was pulling on a little rope attached to the catapult. The dinos only got it as far as the edge of town, where a big pile of muffin mattresses happened to be stacked.
Okay, nice job, Rex Express,
said Pops Dino.
Let's get a Moms!
And Mamma Jamma Sprite O'Right, Fair Elisa, and Roller Rabbit started swinging that lasso.
Oh, well, what's going on? Let me get my morning muffin and we can talk.
No more morning muffins for you!
And Fair Elisa's magic had made that lasso bigger and stronger and twistier than ever before. And it wrapped around every dino in town.
Oh, hey, what's the trouble? You need to make a return.
All right, let's return you to the ocean from whence you evolved.
Oh, that was a good one.
She was thinking about it all night. She was really hoping he would say something about returns.
All right, all right. Now all the people in town, they want us to catapult you into the ocean.
Oh, dear.
But I've got a slightly different punishment in mind for you.
And as Mamma Jamma confidently strode towards the tied-up dinosaurs, they tried to cower away in fear.
This has been a long time coming.
Just please, spare the boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And she grabbed Q-Rex by his cute polo shirt and...
No!
Fluttered her eyelashes on his face.
What are you doing to him?
Oh, I'm just giving him butterfly kisses.
Whatever those are, I'll take his butterfly kisses.
Oh, you want some too?
Oh, my.
As the sun was rising, everyone in town walked out of their houses to see Mamma Jamma giving this tied-up horde of dinosaurs butterfly kisses on all of their cheeks.
You probably shouldn't put your head that close to a dinosaur's mouth.
Oh, yo, they're not wild animals.
And after she'd finished delivering the last of the butterfly kisses, she loosened up the lasso knot and let them all free.
Now you should all be ashamed of yourselves eating people's robes without their permission.
We get paid a paltry sum for moving your packages down to town.
We can't afford breakfast.
Now I want each and every one of you to eat a blueberry mattress.
Oh, wait a second.
All right.
What?
I saw this coming.
You're gonna eat those mattresses.
Uh-huh.
Then you're gonna come back next week.
Okay.
And we're gonna have 100 muffin top roofs ready for you to deliver.
Well, excuse me.
Of course, we'll have to pay you for all those deliveries.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I could use help harvesting giant blueberries. There's always plenty extra to eat, said Rolla Rabbit. And once they all got to talking, well, there were all kinds of jobs the dinosaurs could help with around town. There was even a pterodactyl who started giving them fly-by checkups once a week. And as all the dinosaurs of the Rex Express and all the people of Blueberry Muffinland started giving to each other, rather than taking, life got better by baby steps, then by leaps and bounds until...
Papa Lou, I got a promotion.
Well, that's just swell, honey.
Blueberry Mama.
That's right, little Zach.
And she squeezed her baby boy's cheek.
You finally running the factory, Mama?
Asked a young Zizi.
No, I'm gonna run the new one. Looks like we gotta move. But we're never using that Peter the Realtor fellow again.
Of course not. There's gonna be thousands of other realtors out there.
No, this first house is very spacious. Some would even say outer spacious.
Oh,
sounds fun.
Oh, wonderful.
Space unknown.
The end.
All right, Raina and Harper, I hope you liked your story. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-creator, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that quick fixes and violent solutions only make more problems. Real change takes time and effort and an open mind. Good thing you're so young. I bet you can change a lot for the better. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Organ Repertory Singers Youth Choir is a place to discover and develop your love of singing. You can participate in community building retreats, work with the biggest composers in choral music, and perform in exciting concerts, festivals, and tours. You can sing all school year with their community of kindergarten through 12th grade singers. You can learn about financial aid, how to enroll, and other details online at orsingers.org.